Thank you all for coming.
By now, Sarah Shord will be a familiar face to you. The 31-year-old American is now back in the United States after being released by Iran. She spent over 13 months in the Tehran prison. She was arrested alongside her two male companions, Shane Bauer and Joshua Fatale, in July 2009. What ensued in the following year was a media frenzy and political campaign for the release of all three. To the US media, she was the innocent hiker held unfairly by Iran. To the Iranian courts, she was someone who illegally entered the country and was charged with espionage. Iran Today has been following the case from the start. We visited the area of the arrests, met with the detainees and their mothers, and have interviewed top Iranian officials. In this episode, we put together the pieces and different views of this headline-grabbing story. Stories about Iran and the US are always hot news, but on July 31st, 2009, one particular story catapulted into the headlines. Three American nationals, Sarah Shord, Shane Bauer and Joshua Fatale, were arrested on Iranian territory from the mountains of northern Iraq's Kurdistan region. This is the hotel that they were staying at in the village of Ahmadawar. It's here that they stopped at a tea house before continuing their journey. In an interview with the Associated Press Television News, or APTN, tea seller at the tea house told of his encounter with the three Americans. So, according to the tea seller, Shord had said she was from Mahabad, a town in Iran, and that's where he saw and assumed they were going. After their arrest, there was much controversy over why they'd been held at all, and whether they'd even entered Iranian territory. Most Western media outlets speculated that they weren't in Iran and were being held illegally. But soon, senior Kurdish officials were able to clarify the situation. So it was confirmed that these three Americans were in fact in Iranian territory. The question was, why? Were they innocent passers-by, or was there more to it? They were transferred to here, Sanandaj, center of Iran's Kurdistan province. Authorities began their investigations. They wanted to establish what the intentions of these three US citizens were. As Iranian investigators established the facts and built up their case, the file was sent to the capital. We met with Tehran's prosecutor general for more details.
بلازه اظهاراتی که متهم در بعد ورود به ایران داشتند و احمدی که در مطالبی که گفته بودند پرونده از کردستان به تهران طبق فرآیند قضایی منتقل شد اتهام این سه نفر دو چیز بوده که ورود غیرقانونی به خاک جمهوری اسلامی ایران یکی هم بحث جاسوسی
But Shaud and her companions disagree. They maintain that they found themselves on unmarked Iranian territory by mistake, and that they were misguided by the T-boy and tourist guide. Iran Today spoke to Shaud in Tehran just after her release from prison about her version of events.
We didn't have a map. We were only going on the advice of our hotel manager and taxi driver and the tea salesman at Ahmadawa. I thought Iran was hundreds of miles away, really. I was misinformed. I didn't understand that we were close to Iran. The wonderful thing was they kept us together because I was really scared they were going to separate us. And it wasn't until we came to Tehran and were put in prison that they separated us.
Soon after their arrest, the three detainees appointed Masoud Shafi'i as their defense lawyer. He's also said that any violation into Iranian territory would have been purely accidental. As Iran went down the road of its legal and judicial process, a media and political furore was brewing in the United States. There was accusations that Iran had no evidence, had made illegal arrests. The mothers of the three detainees launched a campaign, Free the Hikers.
Well, I only found out about that after I'd been in prison for like 6 months, and we were pretty amazed. But it's an apt name because we were hiking in the mountains of northern Iraq when we were arrested. It's true that I've always loved hiking, but I never knew I would become one of the hikers. It's not something that I planned or in any way wished to happen, but it's the truth.
U.S. officials started commenting and criticizing Iran too. They believed that there was no evidence against the hikers, and despite the fact that Kurdish officials in northern Iraq had already confirmed the three had crossed the border into Iran, American officials just wouldn't accept it.
We believe strongly that there is no evidence to support any charge whatsoever.
We put these claims to Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Ramin Mehmanparast.
به نظر میاد آمریکایی‌ها خیلی راجع به این پرونده این آمریکایی و این خانم که جرم قطعی داشتن و دارن صادقانه برخورد نمی‌کنن بیشتر یک جست تبلیغاتی دارن.
In April 2010, the case took a serious turn. In an interview with Iran Today, the country's intelligence minister revealed that the three Americans were not only facing charges of illegal entry but of espionage.
در این که اینا از خدمت شما عرض کنم که مرتبط با سرویس های اطلاعاتی هستند برای ما مسلم و مسجله و این که حالا دستگاه قضایی کی و چگونه وارد بشه به خود دستگاه قضایی برمیگرده که چون بالاخره تو بحث بازجویی ها و مباحثی از این قبیل دستگاه قضایی بعضا سوالاتی ممکنه براش مطرح بشه که نیاز داشته باشه اقداماتی روش صورت بگیره اینو باید منتظر بمونیم که
Iran has a judicial process just like any other country and procedures that it must abide by. At this point, all three Americans were facing serious charges. But what about evidence to back up the allegations? We asked Dolat Abadi what facts he had to support the charges.
اقدامات که اینا منظور نظرشون جمع‌آوری کردیم عدلی که به نظر ما میتونه طرح موضوع در طرح اتهام در محکمه کنه اینکه این عدلی دادستان صحیحه یا نه حتما در محکمه باید بررسی این محکمه یعنی دادگاه انقلاب تهران خواهد بود که به عدلی ما و اتهامی که ما مطرح کردیم رسیدگی خواهد کرد
In May, Iran announced that it will let the mothers of the three American detainees visit their children in Tehran. The mums got their visas from Iran's interest section in Washington, and on May 19th, they landed at Tehran's international Imam Khomeini Airport.
I'm very glad to be here. I feel very happy that we're finally here in Iran. I'm very grateful to the Iranian people for allowing us to come and granting us our visas, and we're really looking forward to seeing our children.
The next day, they were united with their children. It was a reunion that gained much national and international media coverage. But just hours later, their lawyer spoke to CNN. He said that all three were in bad health and were depressed. This led to much concern in American media, especially about Sarah, and allegations that the detainees were not being treated properly while in jail.
تمام مراقبت‌های پزشکی انجام می‌شد، تمام تست‌ها و اون چیزی که ما رو مطمئن بکنه از سلامتی کامل ایشون. شما می‌دونید که سفارت سوئیس در تهران به عنوان حافظ منافع آمریکا دائم در تماس بود، اطلاعات کامل کنسولی وضعیت سلامتی اینها رو دریافت می‌کرد. اسناد پزشکی که نشون دهنده سلامت کامل این خانم بود به سفارت سوئیس در تهران تحویل شده بود به عنوان سند و به عنوان اینکه یقین حاصل بکنن هیچ مشکلی و نگرانی از بابت مسائل جسمی و بهداشتیشون وجود نداره.
Looking after American citizens in Iran is one of our main and important parts of the mandate, and so we have been looking after them. We have been visiting them as often as we were allowed, and we have helped organize now arrange these things. I mean, in coordination, of course, with the foreign ministry, but we made sure that everything worked out smoothly together with the foreign ministry.
But still, the media furore continued. Some went as far as to say that Sarah was suffering from cancer and was not receiving adequate care.
No, it's not cancer. It's just a cyst. And that cysts have the capacity to develop into cancer, but usually they don't. That's what I'm, as far as I know. I'm not an expert on this. I need to have more time with the doctor and to answer my questions, but I don't think I hope, you know, God willing, I'm gonna be okay.
During their mother's visit, there was also unexpected news. Shane and Sarah made an announcement to their parents. They were engaged. Sarah told us about how Shane made the proposal in the most unusual of circumstances.
I've been waiting for that for a long time, and it was a surprise. You know, I see Shane and Josh in this outdoor area every day. It used to be for 1 hour, and then for the last 3 months it's been for 2 hours a day. And I was alone in my cell for this 13 months, so every day I would wait for that time. It was my only time that I wasn't alone. And sometimes Shane would come out without Josh so we could have special time. And he came out one night, and you know, we were just sitting on the dirty floor with under the stars with the video camera, and he asked me to marry him, and I was really surprised. It was a moment I'll never forget.
The next few months didn't see much new to report on the case of the three Americans being held in Tehran. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan started in August, and Iranians were busy fasting and holding prayers. The 9th of September was the last Thursday of Ramadan, just 2 days to go until Eid al-Fitr, the celebration marking the end of fasting. Iran's Ministry of Culture sent out a fax to the offices of foreign media in Tehran. One of the three detainees would be released on Saturday, a humanitarian gesture in line with Islamic beliefs on the occasion of Eid.
با پیگیری‌هایی که شخص رئیس جمهور داشتن و هماهنگی که بین دستگاه انجام شد، این رو به عنوان یک نشانه از نوع رفتار انسانی نظام جمهوری اسلامی ایران به ویژه در رابطه با خانم‌ها باید تلقی کنیم.
But Iran is a country with a legal framework, and Sarah's case was a year into the judicial process. Just 24 hours after the government's announcement that it wanted to release Shaud on humanitarian grounds, the judiciary stepped in and threw a spanner in the works.
I didn't know that the government had not said anything. I think that the government had thought that in a very small time, the government could make a decision.